Senator Clark, why did you write the letter? And
let me ask you a couple questions first, please, Philip.
Sure.
You know anything about the Angelides report?
Repeat that.
You know who Philip Angelides is?
I've heard the name before, yes.
Have you read the report he did with the FCIC about the 2008 crash? It was totally foreseeable. It was totally manipulated. A bunch of wealthy people manipulated the market and raped the people's money. Okay? That's the Angelides report. That bases it specifically on and says the cause of that crash and what allowed them to manipulate the market and steal the people's money was the Glass-Steagall Act, which was revoked in 1999. Do you know anything about the Levin-Colburn report?
No.
The Levin-Colburn report is a railing indictment written in legalese term. It's a railing indictment. It's an indictment on S&P, Fitch, Moody's. There ought to be criminal charges and people arrested. These people have manipulated and destroyed this economy.
When you say people, do you think that that comes from the banking industry or from the political class?
The same group that's been around doing it for a long time. Yes, exactly. And you look up that data, and it'll tell you why we did that. Now, why I wrote the other piece was I did that purposely to upset people. I wanted them angry. I wanted them thinking. I meant for it to be brash. I meant for it to be incendiary. People have to think about where we are.
Do you think that President Obama, though, is in any way directly responsible for the financial crisis of 2008, considering that President Bush was still president?
No, absolutely not. He is not responsible for most of the situation where the economy is. No matter how much the Republicans or no matter how much people sound like they are blasting the president, he is not responsible. What he is responsible for, he is in a leadership position. You know, and what he has got to do is not side with these international banksters, this Wall Street group that is raping this nation. Absolutely. Has got to side with the people, has got to work on getting the Glass-Steagall, the regulations to the banking and the securities, you know, reinstated.
Do you feel, though, that, and I understand you were saying earlier, that you made the comparison to draw attention to the issue, but do you think that's been lost in saying that the legislation to compromise on the debt ceiling, you said it was a, quote, direct echo of the legislation that allowed Hitler to take reign?
I don't have that for me. I did call it a parallel. It really is. Have you ever read the 1933 enabling legislation?
Before we get into that, let me just finish this question first. Do you think that by making the comparison and the parallel between President Obama and the way he handled the debt ceiling and how power was handed over to Adolf Hitler, making a comparison between the president and the dictator, do you think that your point is now lost because that is such an incendiary and sort of an extreme remark, that is now lost in the conversation?
It is an extreme remark. No, I do not think it is lost. I think when you look at him signing, he didn't have to sign that terrible austerity measure with the debt ceiling and the super Congress. Let me tell you about super Congress. Super Congress is super unconstitutional, and that whole super committee will be super controlled. You look at the 12 men that they assigned to that committee, and then you look at the hundreds of millions of dollars that they've received from the financial and insurance industries, and you tell me they're going to come up with anything to help people.
Do you look? Go ahead.
You look at those numbers.
When it comes to the 12-member super Congress, you have asked for the president to resign, and if not, that he should be impeached. Is that a part of the incendiary sort of exaggerated remarks, or are you serious about that as well?
I'm serious he doesn't stand up to these Wall Street bankers, that he needs some competition. I'm serious you need somebody else. You need another candidate. You're the president of the United States, and you can't see what's going on. And I'm an old South Louisville boy, you know, and I see what's going on a bigger picture. I know it's scary to stand up and say those things. And I know when you take on the financial elite, you're in big trouble. But he is the president of the United States. He's in top leadership position. He needs to take this to the people and say, people, we've been had by a cabal, a group of banksters, a group of bankers, a group of international financiers that are running this country into the ground. And we may not recover. That's the point.
The president and the White House often brag about the financial reforms that were passed before the Republicans took back control of the House. Do you feel that those reforms weren't good enough? I think of the Dodd-Frank Act and things like that. Do you think that those reforms to bring regulation to the banking system, that they don't go far enough?
that. They absolutely were a show. There is not enough regulation there, and I'm afraid what's going to happen, which is the reason I'm calling for direct intervention by the top leader of the nation, is I think the banks will get in there, manipulate it, and take the rest of the people's money. Look, people I live with in the South Louisville, some of these people that had 401k in their retirement accounts, they've lost 50% of everything. They're never going to recover in their lifetime. It's not going to recover. These people need to be reined in, and it needs to come from the top leadership of this nation.
You said that there needs to be some intervention on the president's behalf, but in your letter, you don't really ask for that. You ask for his resignation. As a member of the Jefferson County Democratic Party, do you plan to support the president for re-election next year?
If he ends up being our candidate.
Do you think that he should be challenged from the left, that someone should, within the Democratic Party, challenge him for the nomination?
If he does not stand up against these international financiers I'm talking to and rein this stuff in and take this directly to the American people, that answer is yes.
Are you at all worried? I know that when I talked to Clarence Yancey, who's a legislative chair in the Jefferson County Democratic Party, he suggested that because you are a fellow party legislative chair, that you've taken a pledge to support the nominee. Now, obviously, President Obama is not yet the nominee until August, until the Democratic Convention. Do you plan to stay as a member of the Jefferson County Democratic Party?
Absolutely. You know what's really, really funny? That's funny that you would say that, because what happens if you'll read the message got lost and they attacked the messenger. That's what's going on. That's what always happens with little people and little minds. They attack the messenger. No one has addressed Glass de Gaulle. No one has addressed the lack of leadership from the very top to take on these financiers, which I think are wrecking the place. No one addresses. Yes,
well, let me ask this then. If considering that you're very passionate about Glass de Gaulle, as a number of people are passionate about that legislation, have you contacted maybe Congressman Yarmuth or any federal legislator who could actually get that done? I know at the state level you obviously can't do much with Glass de Gaulle, but
Yarmuth doesn't want to, and I don't know why all his friends are. You'll look at the CapTour. I don't remember the number on that right now in Washington. Several of what I would consider left-center legislators like John are actually signed up on that. I don't know why he's reticent to do so. Kind of shocks me. You know, he's one of my favorites.
But have you had any conversation or contacted Congressman Yarmuth about supporting Glass-Steagall?
No, I have not directly spoke to him.
Do you plan to contact him, given the fact that you've written this letter on official state letterhead, and obviously, as you've shown in this interview, are very passionate about the issue? Do you plan to contact him at all about supporting that legislation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't bother me one bit to do so. Now, let me say, I'm the one being the loyal Democrat. No matter what anybody says, I'm the one being the loyal Democrat. What the Democrats are joining me in doing is keeping the heat on the president to do the right thing. If he can't do the right thing, if he kowtows to the Republicans on every single issue, which seems to me that he does, we're going to go to Illinois, get him a change of status card, let him be the Republican. I'll stay the Democrat. No big deal.
Some have also raised concern, Senator Clark, about the fact that your letter was posted to Lyndon LaRouche's website, and that you have, at least on one occasion, referred to him as an American statesman. Many consider Mr. LaRouche to be, outside of the banking stuff, on several other issues, to be a conspiracy theorist, as a polite term. Do you sort of agree with Mr. LaRouche's statements and ideology on a number of other issues, or is it simply on the banking issue where you and him see eye to eye?
Well, that would be a really asinine question, Bill. Now, I wouldn't agree with you on everything. I don't agree with my wife on everything. I don't agree with my caucus on everything. That's an asinine statement. All of us a little bit flaky on the edges, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like, I'm not assuming that you agree with him on a number of issues.
You tell me where Lyndon LaRouche is wrong on economic policy. I'll say on his economic policy, which I've been looking at for maybe 12 years or so, he's absolutely on the money.
In 2002, Mr. LaRouche argued that September 11th attacks were an inside job and an attempted coup. Do you agree with him on 9/11?
I think anybody who thinks we have the whole story on 9/11 is sadly mistaken.
But I understand that. But do you agree with, I guess, his proposition that the attacks on September 11th were an inside job by the federal government?
I'm not answering that question. I'm not answering that question. Now, listen, I'm asking you a question. You tell me about economic policy, Lyndon LaRouche's economic policy for the last 12 years. Has he been right? Has he been wrong?
But some would consider him to be a conspiracy theorist How do you respond to that criticism that LaRouche is a conspiracy theorist?
Answer me on economic policy. Now, you tell me where he's wrong on his economic policy in the last 12 years, and then I'll answer your question. Now, go with the economic policy. You can't. No one can withstand it. Every time they're shown, they simply go to all the side arguments like you go. Go after the message and not after the message. The message is the economy is not correct. He foresaw the housing bubble. He talked about the home closures before they happened. Absolutely.
If Mr. LaRouche does, and I don't know if he decided he's going to run for president in 2012, would you support his candidacy, no matter which party it was?
I have no idea on that one. You know, man's 90 years old.
Obviously, you're a supporter of his, and Mr. LaRouche does have a following of some sort, but considering that he has run for president on a number of occasions and you appear to be behind him on his economic policies, if he were to run for president, would you be supportive of his candidacy in 2012?
How many times do I have to tell you I'm not going to answer that question? I have no concept whether he's doing that or whether I would do that at this point.
Is there any legislation that you could introduce as a state lawmaker at the state level? Obviously, when you wrote this letter, you used an official state letterhead, so it's drawn some attention to your comments. Do you plan to introduce or draw any legislation that could perhaps bring about what you seek as far as economic reform at the state level?
Absolutely. Now, I'm out of town. I'm going home, though. I'm on my way home. Now, when I get home, I will write you. As a matter of fact, I've got a little draft of things I've submitted and things I've done. Yes, absolutely. I've done the Glass-Steagall, the reform of the Glass-Steagall, the reform of the mortgage industry. Yes, I've done these things. I'll show them to you. And I'll get the numbers and everything for you. I'll have those to you. Give me till tomorrow.
What specific legislation for the 2012 General Assembly do you plan to draw up or introduce before the Senate?
I don't know. Reinstate the Glass-Steagall. It's the only thing that matters. Do you get that yet from my conversation? Without it, we're toast. Financially, we're toast. My constituents are toast. The wealthy people would do very good. The poor will be doing very bad.
It seems at this point that members of the State Democratic Party have kept your comments at arm's length. Many have said that they disagree with your statements and your opinions, that they're your opinions alone. Have you had any success as far as getting your message across to whether Governor Beshear or, this is an election year here in Kentucky for our statewide offices, have any of the Democratic candidates been receptive to your argument, or have you presented your argument to them?
Yes, I had with several of them. Several of them always question why I do it. All I have to do still is not stick my head out, and I just get reelected. I don't have to make any movement or do anything. I can go along, get along, and everything's just fine. It's not in my nature. You understand that?
As a final set of questions, Senator Clark, and thank you for your time, by the way.
I will get you that information on what I've done. I've got to get off this phone now, so.
Well, let me ask, State Representative Reginald Meeks said that there was possibly an ethics inquiry in the fact that you used a official state letterhead. I'm not aware what ethical violations or ethical inquiries that would be, but are you concerned of any reprimand either from the Democratic caucus or from the Senate as a whole up to the level of a censure as a result of writing this letter?
No, I wouldn't expect any of that. That would all be a ruse. There's nothing unethical with that. That doesn't involve any party or anything. It's a statement of my opinion by a politician. So that's all just a ruse. That's all just garbage.
Why did you use the official state letterhead?
To draw attention to it, because if I did it South Louisville, boy, a graduate from DeSales High School from South Louisville, it doesn't make any difference. But we're in these positions of influence to make influence and make difference in people's lives. And I'm trying to save my constituency in the future, because I think a bleak financial future is swiftly approaching.
Do you think that as a response to this letter, that it's been, I guess the reaction has been positive, that people have actually come up to you and wanted to address the financial situation not only in this country but globally, or have people been mainly coming up to you asking about why you're comparing the president to Hitler?
I never compared the president to Hitler. I said what occurred was a parallel to what went on in 1933. Those are your incendiary words, and it's not a clear message. That's purposeful journalism to make things look bad on your side.
Do you think that people have responded? I mean, since you've written the letter, have you had positive response to your issue of financial reform, or do you think, or more response has been towards?
The negative response so far has really come from you and your news article. I've got several of my constituents that think it's all wonderful. As a matter of fact, we're having a meeting about it soon, very soon, to talk further about how we can motivate people to sign on and get the Glass-Steagall reenacted.